Thanks for driving, Anon. I don't think I've been driven around since I had a chauffeur. Back on Mobius. It's nice not to have to worry about where we're going or how we get there. To have someone you trust in charge, if only for a moment. This is going to sound strange, but, Anon, can I tell you something? I swear my kids have been around for like 32 years. I mentioned it to Sonic one day, and he told me him and his siblings were 15 years old. And that seems right, they're just about ready to attend high school. I can remember taking care of them here on Earth for just as long. But I remember I gave them away and was on the run for years. I didn't reunite with them until they fought Robotnik back on Mobius. How can that be? It doesn't make sense. As if 30 years passed for me in two different lifetimes, but didn't for everyone else. And how am I so fucking old? While my kids are so young. I'm in my 60s, I swear, but I've got the perky tits of a hedgehog 2 decades younger. You can attest to that. I remember 2 lives. 2 decade and a half intervals, where 2 different themes happened, and exist simultaneously in the same period of time. Did I give up my kids, or did I raise them here, on Earth? Did they fight Robotnik on Mobius, when they were young teenagers, or did they go to middle school like every other kid? I thought they grew, and learned what's right. That they were leaders of the freedom fight. But every time I come home, they're maladjusted, broken children who can't eat their own chicken nuggets. Is it both? Neither. Are we trapped in the dream of an unfathomable god, where time ebbs and flows and twists upon itself like some sort of Mobius strip? I'm sorry. I'm always so busy I barely get time to think. Sitting here with you lets my mind wander. Maybe all the stress is getting to me, maybe I'm just crazy. Whatever the case, I'm glad you're here with me now. Hey, I'm going to come over there and sit on your lap. Don't give me that look. Seatbelt laws are just another government restriction on my right to do whatever the fuck I want. Besides, they're not exactly hedgehog-sized. They'd be more likely to garrot me than save my life. So, if you have any real objections to me sitting my tight purple butt on your lap, you better say them now. No, I didn't think so. See, isn't this nice? You can drive. And I can operate your stick shift. Ha ha, I can feel that big thing down there getting bigger. Can you tell that I've been exercising? I know I've been sending you pictures of me in those tight spandex workout leggings you like so much. But I really have been exercising too. Lots of oats and squats. Your lap is a very fine seat, Anon. Nice and warm. Or is that all your blood rushing to one particular place? Ha ha. Well, don't get too excited. I'm not letting you come until that big throbbing thing is deep inside of me. I'm just going to tease you until your balls are aching to release inside of tight hedgehog cunt. How long until we get there? 2 hours? Ha ha, you poor thing. A cute hedgehog girl's grinding herself on your fat cock, and you can't take your hands off the wheel to pick her up and ravage her. Too bad. You'll just have to take your frustration out on me when we get there. It must be nice to be able to reach the pedals and look out the windshield at the same time. If I'm driving with the kids, I have one of them operate the pedals while I steer. But when I'm alone, I just navigate by the sounds of honks and screams until I get to where I'm going. The world just isn't built for little hedgehog women. We need a big strong man to drive us around and pick items off the top shelves and use us as a living on a whole. Oh. Surprised someone my age knows what that word means. someone hasn't been clearing his browsing history. Are you lonely when I'm not around? Am I not tending enough to your carnal needs? Or maybe I've broken you, ruined you for every other kind of woman. Can you even get off anymore without pounding into a wet, tight hedgehog pussy? Don't look so embarrassed. You know, my daughter's pretty cute. Maybe I can get her to... What? Hold up. Anon, do you see that shit? The bumper sticker on the car in front of us. Honk. If you love modern Sonic. Honey, pull alongside this bitch. I just want to have a talk with him. They fag.
Oh, I can tell by your lack of honking that you don't appreciate modern Sonic. But there's no need to be rude. I'm as straight as any modern Sonic fan. Hey, aren't you the mother of Bartleby's bitch? And who's that sexy man driving you? He can fuck me in the ass any day of the week.
That's it.
Oh shit, is that...
I haven't been this aroused since the Great War. Killing bitches really is the best aphrodisiac. Anon. Anon, can you hear me? Shit, are your ears bleeding? Here, let me lick up that blood. There, I'll better. I'm going to crawl onto your lap again, Anon, and I'm going to light a cigarette. Let's see. Murder. Nicotine. What other vices can I indulge in? Might as well go all out. Some right-wing talk radio would hit the spot.
Shake it up is all that we know. Using them bodies, up as we go. I'm waking up to...
You see a Wendy's parking lot, or a gas station
tonight,
or something, just pulling in park.
Auschwitz
so we can fuck like our ancestors did when Hedgehog Kind first met your people.
Did you know that in terms of male, human, and female Pokemon breeding, Vaporeon is the most compatible Pokemon?
There isn't much on these days. Not since Rush Limbaugh died. Like a bitch after the government gave him lung cancer.
63.9 pounds. This means they're large enough to be able to handle sticks. And with their impressive base stats for HP and access to acid
on... Anon, we should kill more people. After you fuck my brains out, we should find a homeless person and set him on fire. Finally, something good. Someone who speaks it like it really is.
You
Anon, I was listening to that. Wait, this isn't a dingy parking lot. This is a hotel. Anon, you really know how to make me feel like a queen again. Let's make our sheets so filthy that they have to be thrown out.